Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Well, the fight back against the COVID tyranny seems to be picking up a bit. And ironically, and in an unexpected way, it's being led by pilots and air traffic control workers and other key staff working amongst the airlines. Now, we talked about this the other day, if you remember, in particular regard to the Southwest airlines in the States, who had mandated to their staff that everyone's just got to have the jab. That's it. You've got to this date or else, you know, you're going to be taken off the payroll. And they were using Joe Biden. They were using Joe Biden as the cloak for this because Southwest Airlines, apparently 3% of their business, of their flights, are contracted by the federal government. And so because Biden can authorize things for the federal government, that gave essentially Southwest Airlines the opportunity to turn around to their entire workforce and say, hey, listen, you got to have this. It's no longer a choice. You must have it. And what happened? Well, as we know, I think a couple of thousand of their flights were cancelled, causing chaos amongst their passengers, causing great annoyance amongst their customers, causing their share price to drop. All that happened with Southwest Airlines. And then, of course, the media came out and said, look, look, this is a fake news story. People are spreading stories that this is about a walkout and or a stay at home or a take additional leave before you're sacked. No, it's not that. It's to do with the weather. It's very strange weather because the weather only affected Southwest Airline flights. So we know that there is real resistance within south parts of the workforce of Southwest Airlines. And of course, whilst the majority of their staff may not be pilots, without pilots, they can't fly. It's really, really simple. These are truly key workers. If you ain't got a pilot, you ain't got a flight. Which brings me to today. And I read with interest that American Airlines has now cancelled almost, or delayed, almost 900 flights so far today. Why is that? I think it's called the Freedom Flu. The Freedom Flu is the thing which affects workers who are being dictated to by these airlines, and indeed in other areas, but particularly at the moment in the aviation industry, and forces them to take sickness, which of course causes flights to be cancelled, especially if those are the key people within the organization. Not those on the board, those flying the planes. So there's a really, and apparently this is growing. And again, they're going to use the excuse, oh, it's weather related. Yeah, the weather's really rough. We've got all this lovely blue skies. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's essentially, it's called Let's Go Brandon in the Air. So that's where we are with the whole issue in the States, where they're trying to use Biden's edicts to force everybody, including pilots, to take the jab. But we know there's been at least, I think, a couple of instances where pilots have died in the air during flight, inexplicably. So just like the elite sports athletes are very reluctant to take these jabs, so are many pilots. Fully understand that. I wouldn't want to be subject to an adverse reaction at 35,000 feet, would you? Especially if I was flying the damn thing. So it's encouraging to see this resistance. And if this resistance can grow and if it can flow into other areas, then we have a real chance in the States at any rate to fight back against the mandatory vaccine tyranny, which is being blithely imposed by this horrible Biden regime. And whilst Biden himself may be completely out of it and completely cuckoo and doesn't know what day of the week it is, let's be clear, the actual people in the background pulling his strings, they know exactly what they're doing. They want to force all of America to take the jabs. It's just as simple as that. And, you know, unless people resist, that's exactly what's going to happen. So many people being faced with the awful choice, take a jab, which might kill you, or lose your job. And that's a harsh reality, folks. I mean, I feel so sorry for anyone in those situations, but yet enough of them, in this case, are being quite canny. They are taking, let's call it, tactical sick leave. And the impact on the likes of the airlines and the airline's share price is going to be very, very impactful. And that's good. So perhaps this is how the fight back actually starts, where people get organized informally and they basically turn around and say, no, we're not taking this. Yeah, but it's mandatory. I'm not taking it. Don't you understand? If I'm not taking it, I am not taking it. And that's what we needed to see so much more in the UK. But there's, you know, unfortunately, there doesn't appear to be the will to do that in the UK. And that's why I turned to the States. And that's why I'm excited about what's been happening at Southwest Airlines. I'm excited about what seems to be happening at American Airlines. I hope this spreads to the other airline carriers as well, because these airlines have proven to be the most tyrannical of the companies that in response to COVID. They're the people who force you to wear masks on their flight. They're the people who ultimately won't let you on your flight unless you've been double jabbed. I've got no doubt about that. So the airlines don't deserve any of our sympathy at all. And frankly, if they want to isolate and get rid of their pilots, they're going to find that quicker than you might think, they no longer are permanently grounded. Not sure that would be a bad thing. Thanks for listening.